Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. If you'd like to hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith program page on myfaithradio.com. Are there a handful of questions that we ought to actually write down and maybe, you know, get away for a half a day or journal, or, you know, how do we get started in looking at these big life issues?
Yeah, you know, I think about the opportunity that we have, because I think there are different stages in life. In the 20s, we start to think out, saying, "Can I make it? Can I hack it? Can I get that job? Can I start?" And then, oftentimes in the 30s, it's about chasing success. And so, I think at some point in midlife, I think the opportunity is to sit down and say, "Where am I now? What are those areas that I thought would provide the meaning and satisfaction? I thought when I achieved that area that then everything would be better. And did it really produce, did it really give you the advertised happiness?" And so, again, talking about Ecclesiastes, talking about midlife, I think there are some people that could say, that sounds like the most depressing thing I could ever spend time doing. And yet, I found this to be incredibly hopeful. And the reason we even talk about 40-40 vision is I think life looks differently if you live with the end in mind. How would you live differently if you knew that you had a certain amount of time left? And that's the invitation of midlife. The clock is on. The game is going. How do you want to spend? And almost to say, at the end of my life, how do I want to live? What do I really want the legacy to be? And so there's this individual, David Brooks, who talks about eulogy virtues and resume virtues. And I found this just so compelling. The resume is about the titles, it's about the careers, it's about the path that we took. And yet at the end of the life, those things don't seem to matter quite as much. And instead, when someone listens to a eulogy, oftentimes it's the acts of love and compassion. It's not the people that did the big business deals that tend up showing, it's the people that were closest to you. And so I think the opportunity that we're given in thinking about this stage of life is to say, let's live today with the end in mind. Let's think about the logical conclusion that one day there will not be breath in our lungs, and what do we want to spend our life on today with the end in mind? And so that's really why we think about 40-40 vision, because we believe that we live differently today when we realize that life is short, and there is meaning and there is purpose, and live with the end in mind.
Thanks for listening to this podcast highlight from Connecting Faith. For more information about this podcast or other audio archives, you can visit our Connecting Faith show page on myfaithradio.com.